Welcome to this broadcast of the OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championships. Serving more than 563,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of the OSAA State Championships. Your local Toyota dealers are proud to support the OSAA. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. They're the filler-up company from Cora Rock to all the fill material, plus the expertise to do it for you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sherwood High School, home of the Bowman, where we're getting ready for the very first round of the OSAA State Basketball Playoffs at the 6A level this afternoon. This is an expansive gymnasium, certainly a little bigger than Heater Newman, but not unlike it in that you can enter from both an upper level and lower level. Once you get a little bigger, they have stands that come all the way down to the floor on both sides with red seating and gray aisles. It is an impressive gym to look at. We're right at center court, about four rows up from courtside here. So that's where we'll be calling the game for you, courtesy of all of our sponsors, including Robco Incorporated. We'll be back with more right after this from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Both teams on the floor getting ready for this first round contest here. Special guest tonight, athletic director for the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers, Robert Lingua, has joined us. And Robert, you got two teams here starting off the playoffs here. Those feel pretty good.
Yeah, hi, Chuck. Thanks for having me tonight. And yeah, it's pretty awesome to wrap up our winter season after our wrestlers had some success up at the state tournament and swim team had some success, and now both of the boys and girls in the playoffs. It's pretty special winter.
You're going to be asking for a raise, aren't you?
I'm going to. I don't know if the money's there, but that doesn't hurt to ask.
Never hurts to ask. Any comments on the basketball team? First-year coach, once again, Nate Olson, not a first-year coach, but first-year head coach here, with a very, very young team. Got them this far.
Yeah, you know, I think they had a rough start, and they were disappointed with that, but they've worked hard and been real, real proud of the boys and proud
of
Coach Olson.
Last half of the season, they've been good.
Yeah, he's done a great job keeping them focused and building as they've gotten better through the season, and that's what you like to see. I think he and his staff have done a great job, and the boys have responded well.
All right, we're going to put the spotlight on them in just a moment. First of all, I want to ask about tomorrow night because we have another first-round game, but this was home at Heater Newman Gym with the Lady Cavers. A little early start at 6 o'clock. Why should I be there early?
Well, we're going to try to have a lot of fun in the gym. The introductions tomorrow night, we're going to try something a little different. We're going to shut the lights off, and our leadership program has bought a whole bunch of glow sticks, and they're going to have a glow stick introduction when our young ladies hit the court.
All right, so Who's responsible for this stuff?
Well, it was a brainchild of Aaron Matthews and Sarah Craven, our leadership advisors. So the girls have been wanting to do something kind of fun and different for introductions, and so we thought we'd give this a try and see how it goes.
All right, what do you want to talk about the girls? They've earned a first round home game.
Yeah, they've done great. It's a very young team, a lot of freshmen and sophomores starting on that team.
And also a first-year head coach.
Yep, and Coach Lackey's done a great job in his first year, taking over for longtime head coach Scott Wakefield, and just picked right up with the success. And I think we have a good chance tomorrow night. Lake Oswego coming down is a very good basketball team, but I think the girls will have a good chance at home.
All right. And I suggest grab a bite to eat before you come, or just spend your money at the concession stand.
Oh, we'd love if you'd support our concession stands. They'll be there ready to sell food. Yep.
All right. Thank you very much. Athletic Director for Grants Pass Caveman, Robert Lingo.
Thanks, Chuck.
We'll have more for you right after. We'll have a word with head coach Nate Olson right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Thanks.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Time now for word from head coach Nate Olson, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airmen. First of all, congratulations, coach. It's the playoffs. What are your feelings right now?
You know, just excited to be here, excited for the chance. You know, excited to get another game to coach these guys. So, you know, hopefully we can just come out and have fun.
All right. Having fun could also mean scoring a lot of points and winning. What have you told your team it's going to take to do that tonight?
Yeah, I told them. They're a good team. It's going to take, we're going to play our A game today to win and to compete. So, you know, we got to make shots. We got to limit our turnovers. We got to be able to handle their pressure and hopefully, you know, make their key players work for scoring and hopefully try to get some, you know, auxiliary guys that try to beat us.
How is your team right now? I know there's been some health problems in the past. I think we should be fairly healthy now.
I think we are too. So, first time in a while.
All right. Well, good. Kingston Connolly, back to full strength yet or close?
I wouldn't say full strength. I think he's probably ways out from that. But, you know, he's healthy. He's still on that somewhat minute restriction in terms of quarter. So we'll see how he goes, kind of put him out there and see, you know, how he reacts and go from there.
All right. Well, we'll talk about the Bowman when we come back right after this very important message from the Indoor Airmen right after this 30-second timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, Coach, tell me about the Sherwood Bowman. They're a very senior squad. I think they got 10 seniors, don't they?
Yeah, they are. Led by, you know, I think player of the year, the Anderson kids. Is actually the junior. They're one of the only juniors that plays. The Brody Wright kid is tough, 6'7". She can really shoot, real athletic. The Anderson kid's super strong, physical. I'd call him a guard, but he's a super physical player. Then they surround with a bunch of shooters. So, they're super talented. They're number 5 in the state for a reason.
All right, well, the defense going to be called on highly tonight then by the Grants Pass Cavemen. They are a little taller than you are, but that doesn't seem to have bothered you all year long.
No, I mean, like I said, when you're not very tall, I guess you kind of end up being the non-taller team.
You're used to it.
I don't know that they have, but, you know, they're not much bigger than us. You know, I think, you know, like a few inches here and there, which is, like I said, we're used to that. So we just got to keep playing our game, keep fighting, keep scrapping, keep battling as a team.
All right, you mentioned about three other players here. You'd like to get some of their substitutes to really handle the game. How are you going to go about that?
I think it's really just making them work for it. I mean, I think they're talented. We're not going to stop them, but I think it's just make them work. Make any shot they get, make it tough. Make it nothing easy. No easy catch and shoots. Again, they shoot the three real well, so you got to defend the 3-point line. So again, limit that stuff, and then really just try to rebound and end possessions.
All right, coach, you're coming off probably a 5-hour-plus bus ride. Get a feel for your team along that bus ride. What's their mood right now?
You know, I think it was standard. They're having fun, you know, playing games. And so I think they're feeling loose, hopefully, and just ready to come out and compete and you know, enjoy the moment and they get a privilege to do it. So hopefully they understand that.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you very much. Certainly we'll talk to you after the game. We'll be looking forward to that. Talking about our next win.
Sounds good.
All right. And we'll be back with more right after this 1-minute caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Cape Man.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. As the title sponsor, the USAA State Championships On Point does everything it can to help the team and the community get ahead. On Point delivers local banking and lending its members need to reach their goals and make more possible. You can visit On Point at onpointcu.com. On Point is federal insured by the NCUA. They're an equal housing opportunity. And good afternoon or good evening once again. Welcome to the home of the Sherwood Bowman here as both teams get ready. We're about 6 minutes away from the opening tip-off here. Talk about the starting lineups now courtesy of our good friends at Farmers Building Supply, first of all, for the Grants Pass Cavemen, and this is not confirmed. Of course, we expect number 23, Jordan Rosetta, to get the start tonight. He's the leading scorer for the Grants Pass Cavemen and always has been the center part of this team's offense at 6'5", and the quarterback is averaging about a little over 16 points a game, about 16 and a half points a game, hitting 75% of his free throws. Grady McKittrick right behind in the scoring log, averaging about 13 points per game. He's a shooter. He's long range. And we expect some threes to be flying from Grady McKittrick tonight. James Traylor, although not a big scorer, is a contributor offensively and defensively and can put up some points, has been in double figures several times, and is averaging over 6 points per game. Weston Berg will get the start as a senior, the 5'8", primarily a defender, but he's a scrapper inside and up. As the smallest man on the floor, many times he's in there doing the rebounding, which will be called for tonight against a little bit taller team in these Bowman. The fifth starter tonight, we expect, and it's a game-time decision, Caden Dedman likely wearing number 13, the 6'1 junior, or the 6'3 sophomore Branson Young. I'm kind of expecting Dedman, depending on the situation. Well, that's what we have for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Back after a word from Farmers.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We have not confirmed any of the starters for the Bowman, and all we have basically is pure speculation off some research. We do know that you'll be hearing a lot about Brody Rigg. That's R-Y-G-H, the last name. He is a 6'6 senior, wears number 4. Now, we did pull an article out of the Salem paper that mentioned also Avery Johnson, a 6'3 senior, Riley DeBerti, a 5'10 senior, number 24 as Jitter Dresser, a 6'2 junior, and a 6'4 senior, Nathan MacArthur. Also, they can come off the bench and go 6'7 with Jonah Farino, and they're fairly tall. They can go 6'7, 6'6, 6'4, 6'4, all across the board if they want to. So, and we understand they're all shooters. So that's all speculation now. That's the starting lineups as we know it or suspect it right now. And we'll have more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
This month at Kelly's Automotive Service, when you have our Platinum Fuel System cleaning done, you'll receive a free bag of Homeless Joe coffee. Every bag buys a meal and a night stay at the Grants Pass Gospel Rescue Mission for someone in need. A Platinum Fuel System cleaning can help improve fuel mileage, restore performance, and reduce carbon buildup in your engine. Drive better, brew better, give easier. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you. Kelly'sAutomotive.com.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Hey, OSAA wants you to know that this broadcast is brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. You can visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealer today. And Toyota, they say, let's go place. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting very close to getting this one underway. We want to talk about keys to tonight's game, courtesy of our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, as both teams have come to the sidelines right now. For the Cavemen, two keys, one scoring. You've got to put the points on the board in order to stay with this fifth-ranked team in the state. Once again, they basically dominated the Pacific Conference. They are 12-0 in conference play, 21-4 overall, ranked fifth in the state. That's the challenge. The challenge, once again, rebounds, turnovers, and of course, putting points on the board. That being said, we'll be back right after this word from our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back to home of the Sherwood Bowman, ladies and gentlemen. The crowd continues to file in here, although it's not near capacity right now, but the PA announcer has taken over, so we expect the introduction of players momentarily, and likely the national anthem here. We're not sure of their specific program as we stand here, but this will give me a chance to tell you a little bit about Pacific Office Automation. For over 45 years, Pacific Office Automation has remained locally owned and operated. They support the community and people and the places that matter. That's why they continue to sponsor the OSAA year after year. To learn more, visit pacificoffice.com. Pacific Office Automation, problem solved. Welcome back. Just about ready to get this one underway, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. We're about to have the national anthem. While they do the national anthem here, the pep band will stand and drop our broadcast. So we'll be back right after this 90-second Caveman timeout.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things? Or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it. With low-interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Pep band here. I just completed playing the national anthem. About a fourth of the size of the pep band you'll see at Heater Newman Gym tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. And assistant statistician tonight, Brian Diotti, is with us. But we won't turn his mic on, I promise. We're about to have the introduction of players right now, so ladies and gentlemen, pay close attention. James Traylor being introduced tonight. No surprise, they go in numerical order. Well, it's Deverell Zero. 6 foot sophomore. And number two, Weston Berg, getting the start tonight, 5'8 senior. And number five, Grady McKittrick, second leading scorer for the Grants Pass Cavemen, coming on to the team. And Caden Dedman, 6'1 junior wing, coming on. And then number 23 is Jordan Rosetta, of course, the leading scorer, 17.5 points per game averaging. He is 6'5", and he might be one of the shorter men on the floor tonight. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for the Sherwood Bowman. Oh, and there go my lights. This will happen tomorrow night at Heaternuma Gym, too. Riley DeBoard, 5'10", senior. Number four, Bridie Rogue, 6'6", senior. Comes onto the floor. And number five, coming onto the floor, Nathan MacArthur at 6'4", also a senior. One junior starts for the team. Number 10 being introduced, this is Avery Johnson, a 6'3", senior. And the fifth starter, number 24, is Judah Dresser, a 6'2", junior. So our research, amazingly enough, was correct this time. So they brought the lights down, not completely, but created a little atmosphere yet to get this contest underway, ladies and gentlemen. First round of the OSAA state playoffs at the 6A level. Get close to your radio, folks. The action is about to start, and it will be hot and heavy early. Already standing in the center circle with a big red S in the middle of a black circle, standing for Sherwood the Bowman. Come on, out of Sherwood Forest. We drove by that forest this afternoon. He squares off against number five, it looks like, a 6'4 senior. So the center jump being given an inch away to Mr. Rosetta. And the ball is high in the air and finally controlled into the backcourt by the Bowman. They give the ball up quickly to DeBoard. DeBoard walks across the timeline and faced there by Dedman. Bounce pass left-hand side, goes down on the baseline left-hand side. Looks in the paint, finds a man in the paint, elevate shot is up and good. And number 10 gets inside, that's Johnson. First 2 points of the basketball game, full court pressure now by the Bowman. Inbounds play comes to McKittrick, left-hand side. Back out to Traylor in the backcourt. Full court man-to-man pressure early. On the drive, left-hand side, Traylor finds the seam. Looks what up, off the glass, won't go. Rebound controlled by the Bowman. Outlet pass comes to DeBoard down the left-hand side. Goes to the free throw line and down low on the baseline. Elevate shot is up, no good. Has a foul been called? No, I think the ball is just out of bounds. So no foul called. Rosetta was there to challenge. So we're just underway. This is KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Coming in live from Sherwood. Inbounds play comes inside quickly to number five, MacArthur, and he lays one up and in as the Caveman stood and watched. 7:14 on the clock. Caveman down by four. And the backcourt, McKittrick with the basketball into the forecourt against man-to-man pressure. Drives left-hand side. Looks for help as he's terminated dribble. Comes back right-hand side to Traylor. Then down low to McKittrick, who cuts the basket. Tries to get inside. Spins. Bounced out to the corner. Right-hand side by Dedman. Dedman to the free throw line. Surrounded there, comes down the pick, floats one up off glass, won't go. Rebound control, it's a 3-on-2 break, left-hand side into board, DeBoard all the way to the bucket, goes up with the shot, that is good, no foul called, and it's 6-0. Bowman here early, inbounds play in the backcourt, comes to Rosetta. Rosetta squares off against it, drives into the forecourt, left-hand side, into the paint, fadeaway, 8-footer is just off, no good. Long rebound chased out and controlled by Traylor, left-hand side on the wing. Looks for help as the Cavemen try to set their offense. Ball right-hand side to Dedman. Dedman wing right. Looks inside for a cutter. Can't find anyone. Comes to the top of the key. Hands it off to Traylor and the Caveman reset. Comes right-hand side quickly to DeBerg. Down low. Shot is up and off by Rosetta. No good. Rebound the Bowman. Outlet to DeBoardy. All the way. Drives all the way again. Lays one up again. And he's got four in the basketball game. He's deceptively fast. And it's quickly an 8-0 basketball game timeout taken by the Grants Pass Cavemen. 6:07 to play. It's 8-0. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Our first quarter brought to you by Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip ceiling, dust control, all your site preparation needs as we have right back to action. Caveman's inbound play, left-hand side, comes to Rosetta. Rosetta has the ball stolen away. Ball flipped right back. Shot is up by number 14. Off no good. Rebound finally cleared by Rosetta, but stripped of the basketball. Back up with it. Again is number 2, Riley DeBoard, and he's got 6 points in the basketball game of their 10. It's 10-0. Grants Pass still looking for their first offense tonight. Trader left-hand side on the wing facing a tough defense. Puts the ball on the floor, drives. He's a seam. Lays one up off glass. Won't go. Caveman get by a layup right now. Ray, a rebound taken out. 3-2 break goes right-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way from the wing. This one just off, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds by Rosetta, but touched last by one of the Bowman. I believe it was number 5, MacArthur. Trailer make the inbounds play in the backcourt against still full court pressure. So Trailer has Rosetta and McKittrick in the backcourt with him. Ball comes left-hand side in the corner to Rosetta. Back left-hand side to McKittrick. Back up to center court to Trailer. Into the forecourt now for the Grants Pass Caveman as they work against the press. Ball right-hand side to Berg. Berg top of the heat. Comes back to the right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta moves out front with the basketball between the circles off to the left wing. Hands the ball off again to Trailer. Trailer looks inside. Can't find a man on the cut. Trying to find a sling. Drives all the way again. Goes up. I'm surprised we didn't get a travel that time. Gives the ball off to McKittrick, who launches a three. That one's in and out. Caveman still can't get a shot through the hoop on the drive down the right-hand side. Ball goes right-hand side. Shot up off glass, and it's good by, again, this is number 4. That's Reig. He's got his first two, and the Caveman down 12. Nothing here early going. Rosette in the backcourt. Flips the ball ahead to Berg. Bounce pass into the corner to Dedman. Launches a three-point attempt. That's good, and the Caveman are on the scoreboard with a Dedman three. 12-3, Grants Pass down by 9. Here comes DeBoard with the basketball for the Bowman. Spins, drives back to the left-hand side, goes all the way to the baseline, kicks the ball back out front. 4-3 from 22 feet, rims it out, no good. High rebound goes to Rosetta. Protect the basketball, outlet comes to Trailer. Trailer, uncontested down the right-hand side, into the forecourt, right front court. Still moving with the basketball, left-hand side quickly to McKittrick. McKittrick, left-hand side out of the key. Berg cuts in the paint. Little floats went up, that is good for Berg. Shortest man on the floor gets the 5th point for Grants Pass, and it's 12-5 in the backcourt. DeBoardy walks it down for the Bowman. Comes into the forecourt, and Dedman comes after it. Ball right-hand side quickly. Gives the ball up quickly to number 24, Dresser. In the corner, right-hand side, looking for a man on the inside. Gets a double low post out front to DeBoard for 3. They call it. It was pretty close. But that's his 3, so he's got 9 in the basketball game of their 15. Caveman down by 5. Long pass down to Berg, down below in the paint. Flips one out left-hand side to Dedman. Dedman from 18 feet off, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and, wow, 3:36 on the clock. The ball belongs to the Bowman. It's 15-5. Grants Pass trails here early. First period action coming to you live from Sherwood, Oregon. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Caveman will give half the court to the Bowman. Dirk is into the basketball game right now. They check that. That's Bronx. Shot is up for 3 from the left wing. That's number 4, Reig, and he has 5. Second 3 of the night for the Bowman. Caveman comes back right-hand side, and Bronx drives. A blocking foul called on the Bowman. And the Caveman may get a free shot. Yeah. Blocking foul called on DeBoard. DeBoard's dominating right now. First team foul on anybody. No shots yet, though. Trailer throws the ball left-hand side to Rosetta. In the paint. Floats one up. That is good. And Rosetta gets his first 2 of the basketball game. And it's 18-7. Grants Pass finding a little offense now. Ball right-hand side on the wing for the Bowman. Hands it to the man. Drives the baseline right-hand side. Flips it back in the paint. Little floater from 5 feet. Won't go. Rebound Dedman. And he hits the floor on the run. Then slows it down as he sees the floor clear. DeBoardy comes after him, cuts back left-hand side to McKittrick between the circles, left-hand side to Trailer. Trailer down low and the paint, tried to get the ball to McKittrick on the cut, but a foul called on number 4, Reig. That'll be the 2nd team foul on the Bowman. And McKittrick wondering, it's going to be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the inline. Trailer's over to make the play. And it looks like we've got Kingston Conley on the floor, too. Inbounds play comes to Rosetta at the top of the key. Spence tries to come down, protect the basketball after being double-teamed. Bounced the ball off his foot out of bounds. That happens, folks. 2:42 on the clock right now. Inbounds play in the backcourt coming from the sideline corner, just in front of his own bench for the Bowman. Inbounds play goes to DeBorty, right-hand side. Into the forecourt, right-hand side. Bronx comes after him, cuts back left-hand side, looks for a seam, can't, elevates him 12 feet. It's off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Bronx. Controls the ball, shovels right back to McKittrick. McKittrick into the forecourt, stops out front, right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta looks at his coach, gets some instructions, back out front then to McKittrick. Coach Olson making some adjustments on the fly. McKittrick dives left-hand side, double high post for the Grants Pass Caveman right now. Bounce pass left-hand side, gives it to Rosetta. Bounce pass down low, deflected but picked up by number 11, Kingston Connolly. Back out to trailer, left-hand side for three from Rosetta. It's off, no good, and DeBoard pulls the ball down for the Bowman. On the fly down the left-hand side, all the way, lays one up and in. And that young man is hotter than a pistol right now with 11 of their 20 points. It's 20-7, Grants Pass trailing by 13. Trailer, left front court for the Grants Pass Caveman. Drives left-hand side, goes all the way to the baseline. Stopped there, surrounded, gives the ball to Kingston Connolly coming in from the sideline. Off, no good. Check that. That's not Connolly, that's Branson Young. My apologies. Young will go to the free throw line. And the foul called on number five. That's MacArthur, his first third team foul on the Bowman. And at the free throw line right now, Branson Young. Coming back off an illness is... hitting his stride before, hits his first free throw attempt. And Kingston Connolly does enter the game, and Traylor gets a little breather. 20-8, Grants Pass down by 12. One more shot coming from the free throw line for Branson Young. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound Bowman, outlet goes quickly to Rigg, gives it all up to DeBorty in the backcourt, crosses right front court, and Bronx comes after him. Right-hand side on the wing, crosses to the left-hand side. Drives in the paint, kicks him to the corner, left-hand side. Pumps a three, doesn't pull a trigger, drives the baseline, gives it right-hand side. Shot is up and good by, once again, number five, MacArthur. He's got 4 points in the basketball game. Down the left-hand side, once again. That's Young, goes right-hand side to Bronx, head fakes, gets the free throw line, spins, comes all the way down the paint, lays one up, that's good. And Bronx comes off the bench and finds two for the Cavemen. 22-10, the margin is still 12. Out front the ball. Ball goes left-hand side quickly to Johnson. Johnson spins the free throw line, looks for help, flips it into the corner, left-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way, and that one's good by Rigg. And Rigg gets his second three of the night. He's got 8 points in the basketball game. It's 25-10. Grants Pass down by 15 here in the first period. 40 seconds left on the clock here in period number one. Ball left-hand side quickly to Bronx. Out front, gives the ball to McKittrick, retrieves it in the backcourt after it was slapped away, drives all the way, floats one up himself, won't go. Rebound Rosetta, and Rosetta pulls it down, and then is always contesting with the basketball. We've got a foul called, and I think this will go against number two. That'll be the second on DeBorty, and DeBorty comes out of the basketball game as we get about three replacements for these Bowman, leading right now by 15 with 32 seconds left here in the period. So we'll have to learn players all over again. Ball right-hand side to Bronx on the wing. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta on the baseline. Tries to muscle one up. Goes up with... draws the foul, I believe. He'll go to the free throw line this time. Number 23, Andrew Barley. Make check that. That's number 33 for Reno. Reno is a 6'7 player. And going to the free throw line, 75% free throw to Jordan Rosetta. Very mechanical at the line. He's got a routine. He's three dribbles. Now two more dribbles. Now one more dribble. Now a deep breath. There's the deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot follow through. Nothing but net. 3 points for Rosetta so far. 25-11 the score. 27 seconds left here in period one. Brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. At the free throw line, one more shot coming for Rosetta. Deep breath. Deep knee bend. Follow through. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Rebound Bowman to give the ball back quickly to number three, Carter. Carter brings the ball down left front court. Goes right-hand side as a look for the last shot of the period. 17 seconds on the clock. It's running. 15 seconds on the clock. And has the ball on the zip out front. Gives the ball to Carter, left front court. Carter looks. 9 seconds on the clock. Time to make something happen. Bounce pass inside, high post to the 6-7 post, then down low. Ball comes out on the wing. They're counting it down, and a whistle stops the action with 1.2 seconds left here in the period. And a foul called on number 11, Branson Young. Young will pick up his first of the night. First team foul on the Caveman. Inbounds play from the sidelines coming from, again, Carter. Left inside, it's a catch and shoot. Turnaround jumper at the buzzer. It's off, no good. at the end of the first period of play. It's 25-11. Grants Pass trailing the Bowman of Sherwood. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. Second quarter going to be brought to you by our good friends at Black Flag Armory in O'Neill, fully stocked with everything you need, scopes, rifles, and they are the suppressor headquarters. Now, for the OSAA, you can stay connected to your favorite team with the OSAA Live mobile app. OSAA Live features the latest scores, schedules, and rankings for all teams and leagues across Oregon. Access OSAA state championship programs. They're the latest prep news and information resource. Search OSAA Live in the App Store or on Google Play to download today. There's the buzzer calling everybody back to their positions as we get ready to continue this contest tonight. Cayman looking to get back into it. Trailing now early here, 25-11. Took them a moment to find their scoring legs and now have, and playing a little bit more even. So Connolly is on the floor for Grants Pass along with Rosetta, a young Bronx, and McKittrick. So a little bit different look for the Grants Pass. Cayman will check the Bowman his first opportunity. Rosetta gets the ball in play in the backcourt. Puts the ball on the floor, hands it off to Connolly, right front court. Connolly, right front court, comes back left-hand side. Gives the ball up quickly to Bronx, wing left. Bronx comes way out front, looks for a man down low, looking for a cutter. He moves to the wing, to the top of the key. Back left-hand side, Connolly drives, wants to elevate. Can't, gives the ball right back left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick wants the three, can't get it. Back right-hand side to Young. Young floats, went up, off glass, won't go. Rebound controlled by the Bowman's number 10. Coming down the floor, that's Johnson. Goes left-hand side in the corner. Back out on the wing quickly to Barley. Barley out front, gives the ball to the Bowman. Drive shot is up and good by number 4, Brody Rye. That's his 10th point in the basketball game. It's 27-11. Rosetta, end of the forecourt for Grants Pass. Wearing the traveling blues tonight against the white-clad Bowman of Sherwood High School. Out to Bronx, left-hand side, quickly to Young. Young, wing left, back out front then to Rosetta, top of the key. Rosetta puts his head down, drives the paint, goes to lay one up, finally up, and does, and he's got 5 in the basketball game. 27-13, 6:25 to play first half action here on KAJO, Grants Pass. Out front with the basketball, that's number 3, Carter. Goes right-hand side to the big guy, that's Farina. Back left-hand side, gives the ball up. Top of the key, Matt elevates for 3, and this one's just off, no good. Rebound, left-hand side, number 33, that's Farina. Ball out front, quickly to Carter. Carter left front court, little short guard. Comes to left-hand side, gets into the paint. He's cat quick, shot is up, off, no good. Rebound cleared by Rosetta. Rosetta reads the floor as he brings the ball down himself, looks ahead. Bullet pass down low. Tried to get it inside for Young, who was clear, but it was deflected. Picked up by the Bowman. They come back 3-on-3 all the way and drive the ball out of bounds. And I didn't see a foul called. As Gerlitz and Dedman come back into the contest. Kingman sits down along with Young. Inbounds play in the sideline for the Bowman comes right inside on the wing. Man has a lane. Lays one up. That is good. And that's number 24 again. Dresser, his first 2 of the basketball game, although he's been thoroughly involved all the way. Rosetta brings the ball down for Grants Pass, right front court. Looks left and right. Goes left-hand side. Quickly gets the ball up to Dedman. Dedman wants to drive. Gets the ball back inside to Rosetta. Puts the ball on the floor, but it's deflected immediately by the Bowman. On the floor, man covers it up. Timeout is called by the Bowman. A look at the scoreboard with 5:52 left to play in the first half. It's 29-13. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. As a reminder for all of you on the road out there, the Oregon Department of Transportation encourages you to please be sure to park your phone so that the roadways are safe for everyone. We'll reinforce that to our driver tonight, Mr. Diotti. Back to action quickly with the Bowman with the basketball out front. Carter gives the ball right-hand side to Farina. Farina, wing right-hand side. Bounce pass inside, deflected by the Cavin, but picked up by the Bowman on the wing left-hand side. Carter with a basketball trying to get by Deadman. Kicks the ball up front quickly. Back left-hand side in the corner. Man drives the baseline, surrounded there. Kicks it back in the corner. Man wants the three. Doesn't get it. Now right-hand side where nobody's waiting. There's a turnover. Is that one for them? That's their first turnover of the night. 5:28. Showing here in the first half. 29-13. Grants Pass on the short end of that score. Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines right at half court. The ball from McKittrick to Rosetta in the backcourt. Uncontested. Comes up to the timeline, right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor looks for a cutter inside, can't find one. Back out front to McKittrick, left-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz looks down low, brings the ball back out front. Comes back left-hand side looking for help, finds McKittrick now right front court. McKittrick with the basketball up to Rosetta, top of the key. Rosetta down low, tried to get it to Deadman. Cutting from the corner, couldn't control the ball a little high and out of bounds. And the Bowman get it right back. Checking in for the Bowman again, number four comes back in. That's Brody Reig. He comes back in with 10 points. A little over 5 minutes left here in the first period. 29-13 the score as Carter brings the ball down for the Bowman now. Out front, left front court. Drives to right-hand side, gets a pick, moves off to the right-hand side, but Rosetta's there right after him. Drops the ball right back. Man comes down the length, floats one up from 4 feet in front. And Ry gets his 12th point of the basketball game. 31-13, Grants Pass in a deep hole already. Ball left-hand side, gives the ball up to Deadman. The trailer right-hand side, back out front to Gerlitz. Left-hand side, then to McKittrick. McKittrick elevates for three, long, it's good. And McKittrick gets his first points from beyond the arc, and it's 31-16. Ball left-hand side, and the answer comes from the Bowman, 1-3. Didn't get it. Ball comes out of bounds, and let's see what the official calls. It could go either way. Two men were after the basketball, and it's going to be Bowman ball inbounds at the end line, their end of the floor. And they're putting a box around the key right now. Man will come from the right-hand side, lobs it up. Ball flipped out of bounds as Traylor went high in the air to reject that inbounds pass. God, does he have a vertical leap. Again, Carter for the inbounds play. Flips it left-hand side to run. Ryan gets 6-6, easily hits it. Working against McKittrick. Drives around him. Gets a shot up. It's, oh, and it's good, and he was fouled. So Ryan gets his 14th point. No good. So the foul called on number four offensive. That'll be his second of the basketball game. So Traylor in the backcourt with the basketball, bringing it down. A little token pressure now. Ball left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick, wing left. Back out front to Gerlitz. Gerlitz between the circles. Right-hand side to Traylor. Then down low to McKittrick. Gets one up and in from three feet up. He's got five in the basketball game. Carter brings the ball down now for the Bowman into the front court, picked up by Traylor. Traylor left-hand side, wants to drive to the right. Stops, kicks the ball back left-hand side to right. Shots for three, it's off. No good, and high for the board is high for the board with Rosetta with a bullet pass down low to Deadman, who puts it up and in, and Deadman now has five in the basketball game, and it's 31-20. Got the margin down to 11 right now. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Bragg. He drives all the way, goes to the baseline, kicks it left-hand side in the corner to Carter. Carter can't pull the trigger on the three, drives the baseline, out past right-hand side again to Rugg, and he puts it up and in. He's got 16, and timeout has been called, I believe, once again by the Bowman. Look at the scoreboard with 3:25 to play. It's 33-20. We'll be back right after this 30-second K-Pan timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With four locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back. The USA is going digital with Hometown Ticketing, the official ticketing partner of the USA. Access tickets for all first round through the state championship finals via the OSAA website or OSAA Live app. Order your tickets in advance and present your digital ticket at the gate. Convenient, paperless, and easy to use. Visit osaa.org/tickets. 3:25 to play, first half. Cavemen trailing by 13, 33-20. Inbounds play. The Cavemen will have the basketball in the hands of Rosetta in the backcourt. Once again, it appears to be facing full court. Crusher trailers in the backcourt. Now everybody's in the backcourt as the ball does come into McKittrick, right-hand side. McKittrick back to Traylor, and the pressure falls back. Traylor brings it down, just tries to get by Rye. Now drives by him into the forecourt, right-hand side. Back left-hand side to Dedmon. Dedmon fakes one way, looks for help. Right-hand side on the wing, then to Rosetta. Corner right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor looks inside, slides out to the wing, right. Looks still inside, then wants to drive, comes down low, gives the ball up to, gets shot up from the quarter for three by Rosetta, off no good. That was Gerlitz making that pass last. Shot is up by number 10. Shot is up, off no good, but a foul called. And the foul going to be called on McKittrick. McKittrick will pick up his first of the night. First team foul on the Cavemen in this period. 33-20 on the scoreboard right now. The Cavemen trail off the free throw line right now is Avery Johnson. 1 2-point field goal so far. First trip to the charity stripe for the young man tonight. Shot is up and good. Not a surprise. We expected this team to be a very, very good shooting team. That's a 15-minute state, folks. That's the third point for Johnson. One more shot coming. Once again on the floor for Grants Pass. Let's set it. Okay, we've got Bronx, Traylor, McKittrick, Rosetta. Shot is up. Off, no good. Missed that one. Rebound on the Bowman to Rigg. Right-hand side in the corner. Three-point attempt is up. Off, no good. And ball tipped out of bounds by Rigg. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline, far into the floor against what appears to be, again, Token. Full court pressure. Ball goes to the left-hand side this time to McKittrick. Back to Rosetta. Rosetta protects the basketball. Flips it ahead across the timeline to Dedmon. Dedmon right front court. Sees the double team is trapped there. Flips over to Rosetta. Rosetta comes right-hand side. Then left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor fadeaway. Eight-footer hits the back of the iron. Rolls off all the way through. Could have gone in very easily. Rebound taken down by the Bowman. Outlet comes quickly to DeBorty again. Comes down all the way. Shot is up and good. So DeBorty comes in and gets his 13th point of the basketball game that quick. And the foul called, I believe, on Dedmon. So Dedmon will pick up the infraction. That'll be his first second team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen. And going to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point swing. Riley DeBord, 5'10 senior guard. Shot is up. Hits off. No good. But DeBowman, one of three from the free throw line. Traylor in the backcourt drives into the forecourt, right-hand side to Dedmon on the wing. Back in low post into Rosetta, left-hand side. Spins, puts his head up, kisses it off glass, and it's good for Rosetta. And Rosetta picks up his seventh point of the basketball game. It's 36-22. Lead pass down right-hand side. Kick in the corner right. No shot from three-point land. Ball comes right back outside the arc. This one is for three, and it's off. No good. Rebound taken down by the Dedmon and or by the Bowman. And put back up by Dresser, I believe. And the backcourt, Dedmon into the forecourt, draws the double team. There's the trap at a trip push. They're going to call it on number five, who protests his innocence. He thinks he doth protest too much. 1:42 left to play here in the first half. It's 38-22. Grants Pass on the short end of that one. Bronx going to make the inbounds play just about 10 feet in front of us. Ball out front then to Dedmon, just inside the timeline. Didn't go for the trap this time. Left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor gets the ball on the wing then to McKittrick. Drives to the baseline. Gets the ball right inside to Traylor. Four-footer right-hand side. Won't go. Rebound controlled by Rosetta. In the quarter to McKittrick for three. This one's off. No good. Rebound. Number five. Outlet comes to DeBord for the Bowman all the way. Comes down working it. Bronx can't shoot over him. Ball out front quickly. Three-point attempt on the way, and this one's good by Dresser. And that's his first three of the night. He has 7 points in the basketball game, all in this period, incidentally. 41-22. Grants Pass once again trailing. Traylor in the backcourt. Drives into the forecourt. Sees the lane. Goes right down the lane. Pass to the left-hand side. Stolen away by the Bowman. They come back 2-on-3. They'll slow it down a little bit. Drops the ball backwards. Right hand to Rye, who drives the baseline. Kicks into the corner left-hand side. Shot for three is up and good by MacArthur. And that's his first three of the night. He's got 7 points in the basketball game, and it's 44-22. Grants Pass trails by 22 points. Ball out front. Now ball almost a little away, but Dedmon gets it back left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor for three from the wing. Left-hand side. It's off. And a pushing foul called. I'm not sure. I don't think it was on Traylor. No, it's going to be on the Cavemen, number 13, Dedmon. Dedmon will pick up his second, third team foul on the Cavemen in this period. 44-22. Rye had been getting a breather. Comes back in. MacArthur sits down. That's number five for
the Bowman. Bowman Archers striking the arrows sharp tonight. Ball right hand side to Rigg. Rigg goes to the wing, right hand side. Gives the ball up quickly to number 10, Johnson. Johnson with the basketball way out front. Says, let's direct traffic here. Calls DeBorty out. DeBorty out right front court now. He'll control the offense. Deadman comes after him, working one-on-one. Gives the ball up front quickly to Johnson. Johnson drives right inside on the wing. Lobs it again out front. This one to Rigg. Rigg to the free throw line. Great head fake. Goes right inside in the corner and drives the baseline. That's DeBorty. Underhanded layup won't go. Rebound fought for and a jump ball called as Rosetta came down with it, and so did Rigg. They kind of shake hands, and they didn't kiss and make up, but they said, yeah, we understand. 4.5 seconds left here in the first half. I think there's a problem with the shot clock. It seems to be stuck. It ought to be off by this time. 4.5 seconds left in the half. And at this point, does it matter with 4.5 seconds left? Inbounds play from the end line for... Ball comes down low. Little give and go. Number 10 gets the shot up and down with 5 points in the basketball game. And at the end of the first half, it's the Bowman of Sherwood leading the Grants Pass Caveman 46-22. We'll be back with more right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things, or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it with low interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
This month at Kelly's Automotive Service, when you have our Platinum Fuel System cleaning done, you'll receive a free bag of Homeless Joe coffee. Every bag buys a meal and a night stay at the Grants Pass Gospel Rescue Mission for someone in need. A Platinum Fuel System cleaning can help improve fuel mileage, restore performance, and reduce carbon buildup in your engine. Drive better, brew better, give easier. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you. Kelly'sAutomotive.com.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
OSA Today is your spot for all high school state championship coverage from news, stories, coaches, polls, and more. Visit it by visiting OSAA Today. Go to osaa.org/today. Halftime here at Sherwood High School, ladies and gentlemen. The Grants Pass Caveman trailing 46-22. Grants Pass's scoring came on 9 field goals, 2 three-pointers. They were 2 of 4 from the free throw line, whistled for 4 fouls compared to 7 fouls for the Bowman. The Bowman scoring came on 20 field goals, 5 three-pointers. They were 1 of 3 from the free throw line. In terms of rebounds, Grants Pass out-rebounded, but not as bad as you might think. 17-11 after what we saw early. That's not bad. For the Grants Pass came in, not a very good shooting percentage. 9 of 25, that's not going to win you many basketball games, particularly when you're playing against a team that's shooting over 60%, 20 of 33 from the floor. In terms of turnovers, Grants Pass has 7, only 3 for the Sherwood Bowman. We'll be back with the individual numbers when we come back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Dear winner, Toyota can't get enough of you, because Toyota's got 25 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's more than any other auto brand. From the versatile RAV4 to the spelt Crown, the sleek Camry all-wheel drive, the Corolla Hybrid all-wheel drive, the rugged Tacoma, the tenacious Tundra, and the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Based on manufacturers' websites as of 10-2024.
Welcome back, everyone. You want to stay in shape, be involved in a sport you love, and earn money in the process? Become an athletic official. There's a shortage of officials in Oregon, and they need to know more than ever. You can visit osaa.org/officials for more information and get registered. Once again, right back to action here. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for the Sherwood Bowman, in a starting role, Nathan MacArthur has 3 field goals, 1 three-pointer, 7 points, and 2 fouls. Coming off the bench, Jonah Farino picked up 1 foul. In a starting role, Jonah Dresser has 3 field goals, 1 three-pointer. He has 7 points and no fouls. Friday DeBerg has 6 field goals, 1 three-pointer, 0 for 1 from the free-throw line. He's got 13 points and 3 fouls. Johnson Avery, 2 field goals, 1 for 2 at the free-throw line and no fouls. He's got 4 points. And Roddy DeBerg has 14 points on 7 field goals. Now for the Grants Pass, Cayman coming off the bench. Preston Gerlich didn't figure to my scoring line, nor did Bronx Ely, but they were both heavily involved. Caden Debden, not a bad game so far. A 2 and a 3 so far for 5 points and 2 fouls. Weston DeBerg, 1 two-point field goal. Hasn't been at the free-throw line or been whistled for a foul. Branson Young, 1 for 2 from the free-throw line. He's got 1 point and a single foul. James Traylor, once again, did not figure into my scoring line, but been a factor on the floor many times, mostly defensively and with some great passes. Grady McKittrick, 5 points on a 2 and a 3 and a single foul. And Jordan Rosetta, the leading scorer for Grants Pass, with 3 field goals and 1 for 2 at the free-throw line. Count it all up. Grants Pass trailed by 14, 46-22 at the half against the number 5 team in the state of Oregon. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, you can purchase your official state championships merchandise at osaastore.com with the Rush Team Apparel, the exclusive merchandise partner of the OSAA. You have more options. You can customize your gear with your school name, a student athlete name, event decals, lots more. Nike products are also available. You can browse the selection of official state championships merchandise at the osaastore.com. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Glad to have you with us here this evening as we come to you live and direct from the Sherwood, Oregon, where the Bowmen are hosting the Cavemen in the first round playoff game, with the Cavemen trailing right now 46-22. Grants Pass hit the floor cold, and Bowman hit the floor very, very hot. And before we knew it, Grants Pass was down by a bunch. Trying to make that up right now, but down by 24 at the half. Not a good sign, but the Cavemen do have signs of not quitting. There's certainly no signs of that. And they know this team, there's no quit left in them. They're going to play the best basketball they can for the next 16 minutes of basketball. And you know they're all here live on KAJO Radio. And we'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things, or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it with low interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Playoff basketball coming to you here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Dave Sherwood Bowman hosting the Grants Pass Cavemen. And we've got more besides tonight for you. I want to remind you that the girls are hosting Lake Oswego tomorrow night. Early start for the Lady Cavers tomorrow night. Tip-off is scheduled at 6 p.m., and you want to be there early, folks. They've got some special pregame things planned for you just to keep you entertained. And they say the concession stand's going to be open and ready for you if you need to grab a bite to eat when you get there. So, once again, playoff basketball tomorrow night at Heater Newman Gym. And you'll hear it here live on KAJO Radio with the girls' first-round playoff game. Favors against the Lakers. 46-22 here at the halftime. With the Lakers back out on the floor taking their warm-up shots and a couple of minutes left on the scoreboard here. We'll take a deep breath because we're going to need it for this next 16 minutes of basketball. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Cape Ann timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. On Point Community Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the USAA State Championship. On Point is Oregon's largest locally headquartered credit union, serving more than 618,000 members. Visit onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by the NCUA. They're an equal housing opportunity. We're just about ready to get this second half underway, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon, with the Cavemen trailing the Bowmen right now 46-22. That's a big hole to climb out of, but the Cavemen certainly welcome that challenge. The challenge at this point is come out, play the best basketball you possibly can for the next 8 minutes. See what happens. Anything can happen. It's high school basketball, ladies and gentlemen. So underdogs have come from behind many, many times. Back out on the floor, the Bowman sends out what appears to be their same starters. There's the buzzer. The clock has not run out yet. There's 10 seconds left. There's a confab of the officials at the scores table right now. I don't know if we're talking about the shot clock or not. We're just about ready to get this one underway, and the Cavemen send out McKittrick and Rosetta and Traylor and Berg and Dedman. Alternate possession rule. I believe it's going to belong to... Nobody's coming after. It's going to be Cavemen basketball. It's only fair. Right on 14 points. Give us the basketball. McKittrick into the backcourt quickly to Traylor. No full court pressure right now. Rig waits for the timeline. Gets the ball up right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick, left-hand side to Berg. Corner left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor, high post into Rosetta. Rosetta tried to cut to the basket, stripped to the basketball. A lead pass comes out, stolen from behind, and Berg retrieves it for the Cavemen Blue. Off to Traylor, right-hand side. Traylor saunters the ball down the floor. New shoes. Pretty. Ball right-hand side. Shovels right-hand side to Dedman. Dedman drives, gets into the paint, floats one up, draws it. It's good, and he was fouled. So Dedman finds a lane. He picks up his seventh point, and the foul called on number 10, Johnson. That's the first on Johnson. First on anybody here in the second half. At the free throw line right now, number 13 is Caden Dedman. Not the best free throw shooter on the team, but improving all the time. Shot is up and off the back of the iron. Off, no good. Rebound Bowman. Ball in the hands of DeBorty. DeBorty out front with the basketball. Says, come after me, guys. Has the Cavemen show a 2-3 zone. DeBorty back to left-hand side. On the wing, gives the ball up to Dresser. Back out to DeBorty. Gets a double high post. Splits it. Goes down low on the baseline. Shot is up and good by number 10, Johnson. He'll pick up his seventh point of the basketball game. And it's 48-24. Cavemen looking for their first points here in the second half. Behind the back dribble. Gets McKittrick into the forecourt right now against some significant pressure. On the wing, left-hand side. Moving with the basketball out front to Rosetta. Head fakes. Gets to the free throw line. Looks down low. Can't find anyone. Right-hand side to Dedman on the wing. Deadman brings the ball back out front, goes behind the back, tries to come down the lane, loses his footing, goes on the floor, gets the ball, though, right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick drives, comes down the paint, pumps once, can't get anybody up, off right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor backs away, lobs it down low, the Deadman down low on the baseline. He's stripped of the basketball again. Ball picked up by Dresser. Dresser down the left-hand side, protects the basketball, almost throws it away to DeBorty. DeBorty controls, drives, kicks it in the corner left. Oh, deflected. Loose basketball being battled for and won again by the Bowman. But stolen back by Traylor. Traylor goes all the way to the glass. Shot is up off. No good. He was fouled. He'll get two. Foul called on number five, Nathan MacArthur. That'll be his third of the basketball game, one in each period. And Traylor goes to the free throw line. Traylor's improved his free throw percentage significantly. He's up to 55% on the season now. We'll see if that translates. Still looking for his first point. Shot is up and off the back of the iron. No good. He's got one more. Gets a low five from Berg. Berg goes back to his defensive position at center court. One more shot coming for James Traylor. Shot is up. Good. 48-25. French pass on the short end. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Caven giving him half the court. DeBorty brings it down left-hand side. Back up front to DeBorty now. Wants to go left-hand side. Gets a pick. Loses the basketball, though. Picked up by Rosetta. And then stripped right back. And the end goes hard to the glass. And there's the stuff by Rigg. That's Rigg's 16th point in the basketball game. Caven bring it right back. Deadman walks the ball across the timeline. Right front court. Left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick being bothered by DeBorty. Out front, head fakes, comes back to the left-hand side. Tries to back away. Bullet pass down. Looking for Berg cutting from the corner. Couldn't control it. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's Bowman basketball inbounds in the backcourt. 50-25, Grants Pass trails. Second half. KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. That's your home for playoff basketball. Left-hand side. Ball out front to DeBorty. Right-hand side, then to Rigg. Rigg to the top of the key. Spence looks down low. Quarter right-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way. And this one's buried by Jordan Dresser. That's his second three of the night. He's got 10 points on the night. Inbounds play stolen away once again by Dresser in the corner. Check that. It was stolen away by Johnson. 53-25, 5:22 to play here in the third period. Inbounds play now for the Bowman coming from the end line after they put a box around the floor. The key and break out of that. Ball left-hand side quickly to Johnson. Johnson corner left-hand side working against McKittrick. Tries to get the paint. Comes over and coming over to help defensively is Berg. Whistle stops the action. We're going to call a foul on McKittrick. So McKittrick trying for the steal, commits the foul. That's his second of the night. And that's the first team foul on the Caveman here in the third period. Inbounds play again for the Bowman coming from the end line there under the floor. Left-hand side quickly. Then back out front quickly to Dresser. Dresser drives, kicks it right inside to DeBorty for three. It's in and out. Won't go. Rebound goes back up by Rigg, though. He puts it up and in. He's something. 18 points tonight. 55-25 the score. Grants Pass down by that margin. Traylor into the forecourt, right-hand side. Gives the ball up to Rosetta. Rosetta wing right. Bullet pass down low to no one. There's no one close to that one. Out of bounds. Rosetta was expecting a cutter, and the cutter wasn't there. Checking in for the Bowman, 6'7", Jonah Perino, number 33. And timeout has been called by the Grants Pass. Came in to look at the scoreboard with 4:51 to play. It's 55-25. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
I need to tell you, the third quarter was brought to you by Kelly's Automotive Service, located in Grants Pass in Medford, where they service your vehicle, but they take care of you. It's Kelly's Automotive Service. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is also brought to you in part by your local Toyota dealers. You can visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, they say, let's go place. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get that marked down. Caven come back out on the floor right now, trailing by 30 points, 55-25 here in the third period. So it's been all Bowman, obviously, by the score, ladies and gentlemen. But your guys are out there bravely. facing the onslaught and battling back as best they can. DeBorty brings the ball down now for the Bowman. Crosses the timeline right at center court. Deadman comes after him. Ball comes high post, right-hand side of that big guy. Then cut it down low to Rigg. Off no good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Outlet comes to Taylor. Taylor down the left-hand side. Rigg comes after him. Between the circles, right-hand side, then to Rosetta. Back out front to Deadman. Job of the key. Deadman left and right. Wants to penetrate. Can't do it. Backs away again. Vesely comes down the left-hand side. Stops at the free throw line. Bounce pass right-hand side. Going out of bounds. And it'll be Bowman ball inbounds from the sidelines. Far end of the floor. 55-25. The score, 4:23 to play. We're in the third period. Kamen gave up half the court. And in the backcourt, DeBorty brings the ball down across the timeline, right front court. Goes to the wing. Slapped away by Traylor, but saved by DeBorty before it goes into the scorer's bench. Foul left-hand side then on the attack. Gives it to a number 24, Dresser, with the basketball. Comes down, goes in the corner, left-hand side, then back out front to number 10, Johnson. Left-hand side shot is up and good by Johnson. That's his first three of the night. He's got 10 points in the contest. Traylor in the backcourt sees pressure forming at the timeline. Drives right by it on the fly, though. Gets into the paint. Kicks it left-hand side to Deadman for three. Off, no good. Rebound. Kicked out of the hands quickly of Dresser. Dresser down the fly, left-hand side to DeBorty. DeBorty gives it right back to Rigg, who lays one up and in. Rigg just always has an opportunity to be in the right place at the right time. That's his 20th point. And it's 59-25. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Rosetta. Back out front then to Deadman, left-hand side then to McKittrick. McKittrick wants a three. Doesn't have room to pull the trigger. Top of the key. Now he does. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound with the hands of DeBorty. Down the left-hand side on the fly. Looking underneath the big guy. Drives it all the way, though. Shot is up. Off. No good. And a foul called on Rosetta. No, pardon me. 33 white. That's their big guy, Farino. Farino will pick up his second. His second foul, first team foul on the Bowman this period. Inbounds play now against full court pressure. Deadman will make the inbounds play. Got Traylor and McKittrick in the backcourt. Here comes Bronx and Rosetta. Rosetta comes up uncontested because he's big enough that he doesn't want to be contested any time. Slides down the left-hand sideline, trying to read the floor, looking for someone to get free. Ball right-hand side, then to Deadman. Corner right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor looks inside, trying to get it to Rosetta. Does, but he's surrounded, triple-teamed almost. Ball back out front to Traylor. Top of the key for three. Off, no good. And again, a foul called. And this was on Rosetta. I have that as his first tonight. It is. DeBorty into the, check that, that's Carter into the forecourt with the basketball. He'll work the point now. Goes left side. Deadman comes after him. Slows him down. Ball right-hand side, then in the corner. Ball comes up quickly to Johnson and on the drive. Offensive foul called on Johnson. That'll be his second of the night. Second in this period. 59-25. The Cavemen get the ball back inbounds from the inline far end of the floor. Traylor will again make the inbounds play. He's got McKittrick and Rosetta in the backcourt. They come right after Rosetta, but he gets the ball anyway. Aggressively into the forecourt, sees the trap forming, throws over it, but it's deflected and picked up by Farino. Farino right-hand side to Carter, then down low to Farino in the paint. Shot is up, no good by the 6'7 guy, but the rebound taken down by Rosetta. Rosetta back on the fly, turns on the afterburners, stops, top of the key. Bullet pass down low to Traylor on the baseline, can't get a shot up though. Goes right-hand side, gets back in the paint. Then down low to Rosetta, left-hand side, lays one up that won't go. And I think he was fouled, he'll go to the free throw line. Foul called on number three, that's Brooks Carter. I have that as his first of the night. And Rosetta will go to the free throw line. 1-for-2 so far tonight with 7 points in the contest. Branson Young will check in next dead ball. 59-25. 2:10 left to play here in the third period. Cavemen basketball and KHAO Grants Pass. Shot is up and good for Rosetta. That's 2 of 3, and that's his 8th point tonight. Young does come in, and Deadman sits down for the Cavemen. One more shot coming for Jordan. Once again, 76% free throw shooter. Deep breath, deep knee bend, follow through. Off, no good. 2 of 4 tonight for Rosetta. That's not typical. In the backcourt, Carter with the basketball, bringing it down for the Bowman into the forecourt. Shovels right-hand side to Rigg. Rigg head face, gets to the free throw line, kicks the ball left-hand side in the corner. Man attacks along the baseline, gives it right back inside to Farino. Farino attacked the basket, but was fouled going to it. And the foul called once again on Rosetta. So Rosetta will pick up his second, trying to foul a big guy who comes in at 6'7". 59-26, a minute 55 left on the clock at the free throw line, number 33. Jonah Farino. First shot is up and good. His first points of the night. And the first time we see zero, Luke Mitchell comes into the basketball game for the Bowman as they begin to get deeper and deeper into the bench. Second shot is up from the free throw line, and it's good. 2-for-2 for Joseph Torino. Caven come back. I was going to say on the run, but it's more like on the walk with Traylor coming down the forecourt. He's got room out front. Right-hand side gives the ball up to Bronx. Bronx looks inside looking for a cutter. Bounce pass inside to Rosetta. Rosetta immediately double-teamed. Looks for someone to break free, then tries to spin into the paint. Left, right, spins around, puts a shot up. That's off, no good. Didn't draw the foul, but did get the rebound before it goes into the backcourt. Bullet pass back to Traylor at the free throw line. Right hand side to McKittrick for three. It's good. And McKittrick gets his second three of the night. He's got 8 points in the basketball game at 61-29. Ball right hand side in the hands of the Bowman. Left hand side the ball. Who's made a drive. Shot is up and good. For Mitchell, the new man on the floor, he gets his first field goal. He is a 5'9 senior. I think he's the shortest man on their roster. Obviously popular. Jack Burgess also going to check in. I think that's the first time we've seen him. As coming to the sidelines is Avery Johnson. He sits down with 10 points in the basketball game. One more shot coming for the young Mitchell. Young Mitchell, he's a senior. Shot is up, off, no good. On the right-hand side, Rosetta with the basketball out front. Right-hand side in the corner to Bronx. Bronx brings it back out on the wing. Spins, come back the other side. Tries to get inside. Put up a shot, though, that was deflected. Picked up by the Bowman. Back on the run. Lead pass up right-hand side to Carter. Carter corner, right-hand side, surrounded by McKittrick. Gives the ball high post into, you know, then down low. Shot is up and good by number 34, Burgess. And he gets his first two of the basketball game. 40 seconds left here in the third period. Rosetta brings the ball into the forecourt, left front court. Hands the ball off quickly to Gerlitz back left-hand side. McKittrick for three. This one's off. Saw that when they left his hand. Rebound into Carino's hands. He comes down the length of the floor, drops the ball right back. 25-footer on the way, and it's good by Mitchell. Wow. 5 points for the young man. 68-29. That brought the ooze in the crowd. Ball out front now to Rosetta. Left-hand side quickly to McKittrick. Top of the key. Backs away. Wants to drive. Gets in the paint. Finds nothing but white jerseys. Gives the ball back to Gerlitz. Gerlitz back on the wing, then to McKittrick. Again for three, and this one's just off, no good. As McKittrick hits the floor, trips over Farino. Stolen back by Bronx. Puts one up from the corner. Off, no good. And in the rebounding action, Rosetta was there, and so was Mitchell. I'm not sure which way this is going. I think it's just going to be an out-of-bounds. Got to be Grant's pass ball. And bounce from the end line. Caving into the floor. Alley-oop into little. Oh, alley-oop goes into Young, and Young goes to the floor. And a foul called on their big guy, 33, Farino. That'll be his third. And going to the free throw line, number 11, Branson Young. 1-for-2 so far from the free throw line tonight. His only scoring so far. It's just really beginning to hit his stride after a two-week sickness in the middle of the season. Shot is up and good. So he's got 2 of 3 from the free throw line. 2 points in the contest makes it 68-30. One more shot coming for Branson Young. 6'3 sophomore. He'll be back next year. Shot is up and good. 3 of 4 for the young man. Inbound play at the buzzer, and it's off the glass. At the end of 3 periods of play, it's 68-31. Grants Pass trailed the Bowman of Sherwood High School. We'll be back with more after this one-minute caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
For over 45 years, Pacific Office Automation has remained locally owned and operated. They support the community and the people and the places that matter. And that's why they continue to sponsor the OSAA year after year. To learn more, visit pacificoffice.com. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved. Fourth period coming up, brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza. So if you're hungry right now, stop by Abby's. Take your radio in with you. It's all right. Bounce pass right-hand side as we get right back to action here in the fourth period. Once again, brought to you by Abby's. Ball right-hand side. Bounce pass down low on the baseline on a low post. Ball kick left-hand side. Shot is up for our three. Ed rattles in and out. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Off of Deadman. It's still going to be Bowman. Ball inbounds from the end line far into the floor. Or their end of the floor. They'll put a... Not a box around the key. They'll post one man low, one man high, and one in the corner. Man in the corner gets it. He'll shoot the 25-footer off. No good. Rebound taken out by McCall. Out to Perino. Back left-hand side. And head fakes. Tries to get the fake. Goes to the free throw line and travels. He just takes so many steps. He took about 4 or 5. 68-31 the score. 7-12 left to play in this contest. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be headed home. We'll not get home in time. We might get home in time to see the red moon tonight, but it's got to be cloudy, folks. Maybe raining. Ball right hands, Gerlitz with the basketball. Back left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick, wing left-hand side, back out front. Gives the ball up to Gerlitz in the center circle. High post into Rosetta. Back left-hand side to Gerlitz on the cut. Lays one up. Off, no good. Just rolled out. Incredible. Lead pass comes right back quickly to Mitchell. Mitchell gives the ball right-hand side to Carter for three, and it's good. And Carter gets his first point from beyond the arc again. Rosetta brings the ball back down for Grant's pass. Left-hand side on the wing. Spins, head fakes, comes back across the top of the key. Right-hand side gives the ball up to Bronx. Out front then to McKittrick. McKittrick spins, comes to the free throw line. Inside the plank, floats one up that's in and out. Boy, if you didn't have bad luck, you'd have none at all. Rebound taken down by Rosetta, and Rosetta also taken down to the floor. He's up and all right. Foul call once again on number 33, Jonah Farino. That'll be his fourth of the basketball game. Scoreboard put up his third. I have that as his fourth. He comes out of the basketball game anyway. Inbound play for the Cavemen from Rosetta from the inline, our end of the floor, and Rosetta looking for help. Goes right-hand side to Bronx. Left out, left front, then to McKittrick, and taken down to the floor again. This was Deadman who took the foul, and he was charged by MacArthur. So MacArthur will pick up. That is his fourth. He's a physical player. Inbounds play for the Cavemen. Deadman walks over like he's going to make the play, but the officials are still talking about what's happened and pointing to the floor. Said, do we need to clean it up? You know everything is good. So Deadman's going to bring the ball inbound just almost in front of his own bench, between the bench and the scorer's table. Into the backcourt quickly to Bronx. Top of the key, left-hand side. Right to get it to McKittrick, but stolen away from McKittrick. Man goes all the way. Backhanded layup is off. No good. The follow, though, is good by MacArthur. And MacArthur picks up his ninth point of the basketball game. 73-31, 5-10 to play. Clock's running. Ball right-hand side, Deadman. Little head fake, goes, tries to go to the baseline. Gets the ball down low to Rosetta. There's a wrestle for it. Rosetta lost the wrestle, picked up by the Bowman back on the fly. The lead pass down right-hand side. Man pumps once, then goes back up with a shot. That is blocked by, I believe, McKittrick going out of bounds. McKittrick will probably draw this one. That's the call. So Grady McKittrick will pick up his third of the basketball game. Going to the free throw line, number 34, Jack Burgess. 1 2-point field goal for the young man tonight. And goes to the charity strap. Here's the first trip there. To my knowledge, shot is up and off the back of the iron. No good. Number 14, Burgesson Merchant checks in for the Bowman. Rosetta comes out on the floor for Grants Pass. We've got McKittrick, Bronx, Gerlitz, Berg. Shot is up and good this time. And bounce play in the backcourt comes to Berg from McKittrick. Berg into the forecourt, left-hand side. Little head fake. Goes back left-hand side to Gerlitz. Then in the corner left-hand side to Dedmon. Dedmon head fakes. Fades away. Wants the three. This one's just short off. No good. Long rebound into the hands of Burgess. Burgess gives the ball up quickly to Carter. Carter into the forecourt. Feeds it high post quickly. Burgess once again with the basketball. Out front left-hand side. Man tries to penetrate. Can't. Goes right back to Burgess. Left-hand check to number 20, Bailey. Shot is up from three-point land. This one's way off by Carter. Chased into the corner right-hand side. It's still going to be Bowman basketball off of... it's going to be Grant's pass ball inbounds. Berg is there to make the play. It's got McKittrick in the backcourt with him. And now Amaya is on the floor. Grant's pass has gone deep into their bench here, trailing 74-31. Inbounds play stolen away. Shot is up off. No good. Foul called on number 14 this time. That's Merchant just coming off the bench. Going to be Grant's pass ball inbounds in the end line. And more substitutes coming in and out. 74-31. Knew we were an underdog, but we came into play valiantly. Just a little outmatched. Ball right-hand side on the hands of Maya. Up quickly to Berg. Berg out front to Dedmon, right-hand side. Berg with the basketball, almost double team spins, wants to drive back, gets into the paint, elevate, shot is up, and just off, no good. Rebound, chased down quickly by number 5, MacArthur, for the Bowman, gives the ball right back to Carter, to MacArthur, top of the key, wants the 3, didn't take it, goes corner left-hand side, then bullet pass down low, shot is no good, kicked off to the right-hand side in the corner, back out to number 5, top of the key, left-hand side in the corner, out for 3 from the way out of the wing, for number 3, that's Carter, he's the long shot. He's got 6 points in the basketball game on 2 of those 25-foot threes. Ball left-hand side in the hands of Dedmon for Grant's pass. Crosses top of the key to the right-hand side, 2:45 to play. Ball out front then. Gerlitz for 3, rattles it off the back of the iron, into the bucket, and won't go. Just bopped right out. On the drive, right-hand side, man goes in the corner for the Bowman. Keeps the ball alive, back out front quickly, gives the ball up to MacArthur. 2:29 on the clock, it's moving. And slides to the right-hand side. Bounce pass out front quickly to Burgess. Burgess with the basketball. Will pass down low. Turnaround jump shot inside is off. No good. High for the rebound is Dedmon down the right-hand side. Into the forecourt quickly. Little space now defensively. Top of the key. Bounce pass down low. Gives the ball to Amaya. Brings it right back out quickly. Gerlitz top of the key for 3. Man, he got this one. So Gerlitz gets his first points from beyond the arc. About a 22-footer. 77-34. And whistle stops the action. Timeout by the Sherwood Bowman. Look at the score with 1:57 to play at 77-34. We'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things? Or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it. With low-interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Another 3. This by Gladstone just coming off the bench. They do have some three-point shooters, no doubt about that. On the drive right now, Berg with the basketball spins in the paint. Lays it up. That's good. And Berg gets his second field goal of the night. That's his average. That's above his average. 4 points per game, but he'll shoot. On the drive, left-hand side, man goes up with a shot that is good. That's zero Mitchell. Mitchell now has 7 points, all in the second half of this basketball game. Lead pass up to McKittrick, right-hand side on the wing. Elevate, shoots the 3, hits just off the wing. No good. Rebound into the hands of the Bowman. Lead pass up 1:14 to play on the drive, right-hand side. Man kicked out left-hand side. Watch the 22-footer, doesn't take it from the top of the key. Another man does. Basketball taken down, and foul, I believe, by Gerlitz is going to get this one. That's the call. So Gerlitz will pick up his first infraction of the basketball game. And shots coming for number 20, Cohen Gladstone, a 6'2 senior. Takes a deep breath at the free throw line. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Follow through. Hits the front of the iron. Off. No good.
minute of action left in this fourth quarter here, folks. Brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza. Lady Cavern basketball tomorrow night right here on the radio. Shot is up and good. 1 for 2. He's got 4 points in the contest. Amaya with the basketball. Less than a minute to play. Goes between the circles. Right-hand side to McKittrick in the corner. Right-hand side. Gives the ball up to... That's Dirk. Dirk drives the baseline now. Elevate shot underneath off. No good. Rebound taken down by the Bowman again. Down the left-hand side. Kicks the ball right-hand side into the corner. Man drives, gets in the paint. Elevate shot is up. No good. This one falls out to Berg. Retrieves it at the free throw line for the Cavemen. Long pass up to McKittrick, right-hand side. Bounce pass down low by Gerlitz as we've got our seniors on the floor right now finishing out their season here with 26 seconds left to play in the basketball game. And the clock continues to run here with the time with the out-of-bounds play. Berg will make the inbounds play, 19 seconds on the clock. Ball left-hand side to McKittrick. To Berg, top of the key. Berg, top of the key, gives the ball up to Gerlitz. Gerlitz wants to elevate, goes back right-hand side to Dedmon. Dedmon drives the baseline, floats one up from 8 feet on the right. It's off, no good. Bowman rebound, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Count them down, ladies and gentlemen. Final score, 83-36. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
Dear Winner, Toyota can't get enough of you. Because Toyota's got 25 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's more than any other auto brand. From the versatile RAV4 to the svelte Crown. The sleek Camry all-wheel drive. The Corolla Hybrid all-wheel drive. The rugged Tacoma. The tenacious Tundra. And the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Based on manufacturers' websites as of 10-2024.
This month at Kelly's Automotive Service, when you have our Platinum Fuel System cleaning done, you'll receive a free bag of Homeless Joe coffee. Every bag buys a meal and a night stay at the Grants Pass Gospel Rescue Mission for someone in need. A Platinum Fuel System cleaning can help improve fuel mileage, restore performance, and reduce carbon buildup in your engine. Drive better, brew better, give easier. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you. Kelly'sAutomotive.com.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Head coach Nate Olson has joined us. And coach, I imagine it's always tough. It's tough for me after a game like this to talk to a head coach, but I suspect it's not as bad as you thought it was. Wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but
from the score.
Yeah, I mean they're good. We talked about they're a good basketball team, and they got out hot, got out going quick, and that was kind of our goal. Hey, we gotta just have a good first quarter, stay around. And they got out early at, 12-0 or something like that before we scored. Got to sped up a little bit. But again, then we fought. We got back in it. I think we kind of battled that quarter after we got up 12-0. I think we were pretty much even. And then, again, they shoot it well. And we just didn't make a lot of shots that were open. And we just couldn't match physicality, I think, early on. It's a lot more physical game up here than it is down south. So we just got to be able to adjust that. We talked about this is what we got to aspire to be like. So we got to be able to play through these times.
Well, one, you've got a young team, and you're looking at next year. How will this game help them?
I hope the guys they learn from it. Yeah, it wasn't – obviously the result was not nearly what we wanted or even close. But hopefully we understand, hey, this is what it takes to be – have a chance to – win a playoff game and get to the next round. So you want to put in the work in the off season to try to strive to be here next year. I mean, hopefully have a home playoff game and just got to, I mean, again, that's the thing we got to understand. We got to be able to have win more games early on to completely help our seeding, and that way we're not playing a top five team in the first round.
Just keep building. Tell me about your seniors.
Yeah, you know, I love you know, I think Grady was phenomenal all year for us, really stepped up. I mean, again, from a kid that, you know, early on in his career wasn't known for his defense, he stepped up and was absolutely outstanding defensively for us all year. You know, Westenberg, same thing, gritty, just like we talk about, biggest heart in the world, you know, like the smallest guy on the floor, but most physical guy on the floor. And I mean, just honestly, he is the greatest kid. I mean, basketball aside, sports aside, he is a phenomenal human being that's going to take him a lot further in life than basketball ever would. So love having him around. You know, Preston Gerlitz, same thing, just really worked and kept grinding. And I think at the end of the year, was starting to play really well for us and making some shots and just had some progress, had some early season where him and I had some tougher conversations, but just super proud of him for just sticking with it, grind, keep working every day, making us better in practice. And then when he got his win moments in the game, he was playing a lot better. And then, you know, Kingston, you know, I feel for him. I wish, you know, the world for him that he could have had a senior season. Because again, he was coming off a honorable mention, you know, all conference season the year before, and you know, some of that we were relied on heavily. But I'm just couldn't be more happy that he got a chance to come out here and play at least three games with, you know, his actual brother. And then, you know, the seniors that he's been growing up with forever. So it couldn't be more proud of him. And hopefully, you know, that knee heals up and he can run some track a little bit.
All right, Coach, once again, I know it's tough to come over after a game, after a score like that. But once again, pass along our gratitude to your players for an entertaining season and seeing them grow from where we saw them early in the season to where they were the last month of the season.
You know, that's what I told the young guys. I couldn't be more proud of those guys. You know, they really, you know, we took our lumps early on, but down the stretch played a lot better. And, I, you know, hopefully they understand that and they want to continue to put that work in the offseason to, again, just continue to strive to get better and better every day. So super proud of them. I love these guys. You know, I love my team. I coach them, you know, over anybody, you know, whatever the result is. You know, that's family right there.
Coach, thank you very much. Congratulations. We'll see you next year.
Thank you, sir.
Head Coach Nate Olson, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to run down the Grants Pass scoring pretty quickly tonight because we have a long drive home, quite frankly. First of all, we saw Kingston Connolly on the floor tonight. His senior didn't figure into my scoring line, did get some significant minutes. We saw Dirk Hilly, Abisai Amaya, both didn't figure into my scoring line. Preston Gerlitz did with 1 3-point field goal and a single foul. Bronx Healy, 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. Caden Deadman, 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 0 for 1 at the free throw line, 7 points and 2 fouls. Weston Berg, 2 field goals, 4 points, no fouls. Branson Young, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 3 points and a single foul. James Trader picked up 1 point on 1 for 2 shooting from the free throw line and no fouls. Grady McKittrick had 3 field goals, 2 3-pointers, had 7 points and 3 fouls. And Jordan Rosetta, 3 field goals, 2 for 4 from the free throw line, 8 points and 2 fouls. Once again, final score, 83-36. We'll be back and talk about a player of the game right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Ban. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Ban, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Want to talk about the player of the game tonight, courtesy of our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Significant problem for that tonight. How do you pick one out of this one, ladies and gentlemen? Well, we'll tell you what our decision was when we come back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, we couldn't make a decision tonight, so we split it up into quarters. Tip of the hat to the Grants Pass seniors, Kingston Connolly, 6'1 senior, finished his basketball career tonight. Number 5'11, Preston Gurlett, senior tonight. Grady McKittrick, 6'2 senior, finishing up tonight, and Weston Berg also finishing up tonight. I'll split up that player of the game courtesy of our good friends at the Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you for joining us. A quick note, more basketball tomorrow at the high school gymnasium, Heater Newman Gym. First-round playoff game for the Lady Cavers. Be there early. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock. A little special pregame ceremony, too, that you want to get there for. Once again, right here on KAJO. And tonight, for Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control, our executive producer and statistician, Brian Diotti. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, the Sherwood Bowman 83, Grants Pass 36. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.